The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
There is something going on right now in America when it comes to couples is breaking people up. And it's normally something that causes breakups, but there's so much of it happening right now during COVID. During this whole thing. So no, Anthony's not cheating. No, it's not.
What?
Surprisingly, it's not. So we're going to talk about it in today's episode. Also, something else is that Jennifer Lopez is buying gifts for Ben Affleck's kids. How does Jennifer Garner, their mother, feel about it? Well, let's talk about it now. Turn this episode up. I was so happy because when I woke up, I thought it was Tuesday, and I felt so good. It's Wednesday, halfway to the weekend. Good morning. The Dana Cortez Show is on. I'm Dana Cortez.
I feel guilty. I cheated last night.
Oh.
DJ Automatic, what the hell are you talking about?
I had ice cream.
Oh, stop. Gosh. Don't make me throw this.
But my stomach, I'm feeling it already. I shouldn't have done it to myself. I knew what would happen if I had ice cream, and then I did it anyways, and now I woke up and...
Oh, and y'all backed up, huh?
No, it's not backed.
It's a whole other way. This guy's lactose. Not just okay. Now it was you that left the cup in the sink. I had to wash it this morning. I thought it was our daughter. I was gonna get on her. You left me a dirty dish.
It was only a little bit. It was just a tiny little bit. I can't do real ice cream anymore.
Why did you do that?
You know, when there's like a full gallon of ice cream just sitting in their fridge and it's after 10 and you've partaken in some...
It's like giggle gas, huh?
It's just looking at you in the face and you're like, man, that ice cream would be really good right now.
All right, Automatic, I see you, brother. What I'm going to do for you now is I'm going to introduce you to Ben & Jerry's Cherry Almond Ice Cream, dog.
I'm allergic to almonds.
Oh, damn!
Yeah, he can't do it. He just had plain old bluebell strawberry. But you do eat the cherry Garcia.
Yeah, I can eat certain ice creams, but when it comes to like bluebell, because it's so rich and so much milk, I can't do it. I just pay for it.
This whole conversation spoiled.
Stop eating ice cream in the middle of the night. It's bad for your waist.
Let's find a good substitute for DJ Automatic, though, dude. You know what I'm saying?
Anybody has any suggestions
for
late night?
How about sugar-free Jello pudding?
Hey, actually, that's not bad if you freeze it.
Idea.
It's really not that bad.
We're going to give you that from now on. You and my Nana. Those was her favorite, too, back in the day. All right, National Day, Anthony A.
We'll start with National Ice Cream Pie Day, y'all.
Hey, speaking of ice cream, I got DJ Automatic an ice cream cake for his birthday. He ate everything except one piece. He finally threw it away, the whole cake by himself.
We are going to L.A. Next week.
I know.
Oh, my God,
and I'm supposed to be, like, dieting, but, that ain't happening.
You can't even eat for the next 3 days.
Yeah. You're Southern Cali obese. Oh, my God. All right. Yo, we all have National Fajita Day. Yay.
Hey. That doesn't hurt
fajitas.
My stomach.
Invented in Tejas.
And we'll wrap it up on National Pinot Noir Day.
Okay, look, fancy Pinot Noir and all that. But I got an idea. Why don't we run through our favorite cheap wines?
Okay.
And we might have partaken in them even before we were supposed to be able to drink. My favorite was a little unknown wine known as Strawberry Hill.
Everybody knows Strawberry Hill. Come on. It was right next to the Mad Dog 2020, which I was drinking in the liquor store.
Mad Dog 2020.
Dude, okay. Well, in honor of Pinot Noir Day, I have to say shout out to my favorite Pinot Noir, which is Portlandia. It's my favorite. I will also say shout out to my Yellowtail wine. I love that.
Mm. Don't try to be all refined on us like you know about wine.
I like Chardonnay. That's your new girlfriend. Don't try to take credit, Anthony. Don't try.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
The normal stresses of everyday life can make a relationship hard, but there's actually one that can cause a breakup. I'll tell you what it is, because it's in case you missed it right now. DJ Automatic, you always kick this segment off first, and I'm very interested in your story.
So, as if COVID wasn't already crappy enough and we had enough to deal with, scientists now are saying that babies born during the pandemic actually have lower IQs.
Why?
The study finds kids born during the lockdown showed less cognitive development and dropped an average of 22 IQ points.
I wonder if it's because of the adults, like the parents, obviously, being stressed. We're going to talk about stress in a little bit. You know, having so much on your plate, sadness, depression, or so much going on.
This is what they said actually was causing the lower IQs.
YouTube.
No. It's a
baby, Anthony. You can't watch YouTube yet.
Well, that might be part of it. It's limited stimulation at home. So if you're just sitting there in front of a television or in front of YouTube all day, and then less interaction with the outside world. If you're not going outside and, you know, exploring and taking everything in, then of course you're not going to have as many experiences, which in turn is going to lower your IQ.
Dude. Parents, let me say something to you real quick. Go ahead, Aunt. Go ahead.
And my friend Austin's kid, though, he can open up his iPhone. I think he's only like a couple months over a year.
Yeah.
He can already knows how to go through his iPhone and do
all
that stuff.
But if that's all you know how to do,
that's great.
You're not going to develop into a full person.
Which is why I'm trying to say, parents, don't just let him open up the iPhone, Amazon, tablet, all that. Let him open up the back door.
There we go.
The front door. Go outside and play. The boogeyman scenario isn't real. That whole idea, crime is down. You used to run around for hours and never come home until your mom whistled. The bike's out in the front yard. We've got to get our kids back outside playing.
I mean, we're literally dumbing down our kids.
We're doing it ourselves. We parents are allowing our children to be stupid. It's our fault. Push them kids outdoors just like your parents did you. All right, Anthony A., what'd you find?
We'll keep the theme of the youth going. So Complex Magazine conducted a survey and asked, who's the most influential person in youth culture? And the number one person is Travis Scott.
That's great. Not a surprise to me. Not even
a little bit surprised.
They said it was because of his quality of skills. His giving back to the community, too, was a big thing that they listed.
Philanthropy is big with the youth of today.
Yes, his authenticity and his associations with people. Peoples and brands. So that's a big thing too. And to wrap it up, in 2020, Travis Scott made $100 million in partnership deals.
Wow. Oh, but think about how he chooses those brands carefully. McDonald's, the gaming stuff, like his Nike, shoes and all. He's real particular about who he partners with. Kylie Jenner, the best partnership he's ever had.
That was one of his biggest partnerships
That might be the biggest one.
For sure. And speaking of partnerships, according to budgetingthenest.com, in case you missed it, finances can ruin your relationship. And right now, couples are going through it, though. There is extreme financial stress, which is not always the norm for as many couples that are experiencing it right now. This kind of stress will have you feeling less satisfaction in your relationship, emotional strain. But the biggest thing is you don't talk to one another and you blame the other person.
Right.
It's your fault. I got a story to share with you. Automatic and I actually invested in a restaurant and a club one time. And I will tell you right now, as strong as our marriage is, I remember fighting to the point where I thought, I really hope we make it. And I know you felt the same way because we were fighting about money. We didn't have money. We were barely.
When the IRS cleared out my bank account, and I didn't have anything in it.
He took off to run. I was like, I hope he comes home. It was like Forrest Gump was gone. You got to work. Go ahead. Go ahead.
I can't speak as a woman, but as a man, I know I've been in a situation where I'm in a relationship and my money's tight and it eats you up so much as a man when you cannot
provide. I didn't even have any money.
So automatic. did you feel more pressure on that though? Like not being able to provide for your wife? Did you feel that?
Oh, it wasn't. I mean, it was weird.
It was a joint venture.
Yeah. So it was like we weren't able to provide for each other. It was scary. That's what it was.
Man. It was very scary. So to anyone who is listening who might be, in this kind of stressful situation, the only way to get out is together. And that's how we got out. We got on the same page and we got out together. Automatic decided,
I was DJing a lot of quintas.
Yes. And then we decided, though.
No, I had to go back to DJing because the restaurant business wasn't working out.
Ooh. I did learn a valuable lesson. I never want to own a restaurant ever again.
Never.
Ever.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
One confession is on your radio. We've already gotten our first call this morning. Automatic Anthony A. I'm going to play it for people again. Just in case you missed it, this man confesses that he is scheming his ex.
Yeah, my confession is I lied to my ex about how much money I make.
Why would you do that? That's your ex.
Because she wants too much child support. And I'm not going to pay for her to get her nails and her hair done. I mean, that.
Chances are the woman is still getting her nails and hair done, even without your money. And the fact that anybody would lie about how much money they make because they don't want to pay X amount of dollars is very strange to me. I just don't understand someone who is unwilling to take care of their child.
But I think it makes sense to the man who's paying that bill, right? Like, he's like, yo, I'm overpaying, so you're going to do what you do to finesse the system.
The courts decide that, not you.
But, I mean, he's saying it's more than he can afford, and she's greedy anyway.
Can afford. If it was more than he can afford, the courts wouldn't do it. It's 25%.
I mean, I don't think that the courts are 100% right every single time.
Then you got to fight the system. Y'all better get in line.
You
better
have more money to do that.
Better do something.
Which costs you more money in the long run, which could have gone to your kid, but then you got to pay for a lawyer. So it becomes frustrating. I could see where there's a lot of guys and women who have to pay child support that could be completely frustrated.
It would be so nice if men just paid their child support. There's this misconception, whether it's on social media or just amongst circles, that women are out here trying to just live off of their ex. And of course, there are people who do bad things. But the majority of mothers I know that are raising their children alone are doing it without the help or very little help from their ex. Now, there are some good fathers out there that want to take care of their child, but this right here, that just sounds like a petty man petty. Who doesn't like his ex and will do anything to hurt her. In fact, yeah, right. That's,
I mean, that's basically what happened to you. Your ex never paid you anything.
No, whoa, he didn't. You're right. And he never, you know, offered to pay anything. He'd be like, well, I'll buy some shoes here and there. I'll buy some, you know, a pair of a pants here and there. There's something called the electric bill. There's something called a water bill. There's something called food. And I don't understand how a father or mother, like you said, because there are mothers out there that got to pay child support, don't want to contribute to the well-being of their child.
The part that used to bother me was that his excuse was, you guys can afford it. I can't afford this.
Ooh.
That's why Anthony's motto is... Condoms are cheaper than diapers. I almost couldn't remember it. You know I couldn't remember it. I have three kids.
My mom reminded me every day.
Exactly. All right. So it's one confession. Tap in on the phone. Sir, you've been on hold for a minute. Who is this?
Antonio.
All right, Antonio. Are you a dad?
I have a daughter.
Are you with the mother?
Yeah.
Like, if something would happen, would you have a problem paying child support or anything?
I don't think so. Like, I wouldn't mind paying. It's my kid, you know? But if it's, like, more money than what I make, then I'd be like, what the hell, you know?
Yo, of course. The courts would never agree to that. Yeah. I would be, what the hell, too. Like, damn, what the hell's going on? Okay, good. I just wondered, you don't understand why some men don't pay child support.
Yeah, I mean, it's your kid, you know, you got to take care of him regardless. But I know there's people out there that are like, oh, well, they have a mom, you know what I mean? Like, they just want to throw their kid to the mom and man, feel bad.
I feel bad, too.
They want to live their best life, you know?
Yeah.
And then their kid has to live their worst life. It's horrible.
Exactly, yeah. It's sad. It's sad how men can think sometimes.
Man, I know. I'm thinking about my dad right now. I don't even know him.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you for your honesty. I appreciate it. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Ladies, gentlemen, just take care of your kids. That's all there is to it. Just take care of the children you chose to bring into the world with the person you chose to have them with. There you go.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Big news for anybody out there who's going to college. You got student loans or you're thinking about it. You got a kid who's going to college. Stand by. I've got it inside hottest hashtags. First, though, let me tell you, welcome to the show. I'm Dana Cortez.
I'm DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Pass Due Amount.
And we are the Dana Cortez Show. We're going to start off with serious news. U.S. officials have declared a water shortage for the massive Lake Mead Reservoir, triggering supply cuts to parts of drought-stricken the Southwest. 10 governors are begging for federal drought aid. The shortage will reduce water in Arizona by 18%, Nevada by 7%, and Mexico, yes, the country, Mexico, by 5%. It's time for us to pull back and just be careful how much water we're using when we're brushing our teeth and everything else.
And if you're saying, but it's been raining all kinds, why wouldn't we be
it
in a drought?
Work that way.
It's a 22-year drought. That's the reason why the reservoir is so low.
So pray for more rain and just be conscious and mindful of the amount of water you're using.
Automatic scientists over here. Like
I read the article.
Yeah, you got the article. All right, and then in good news, the Biden administration has extended student loan payments one last time, baby.
What's up, baby? What up, baby? Let's get it.
You don't have to pay your student loan until January 2022, and yes, interest has also been frozen.
I want to tell you right now, I'm happy for you.
Yeah.
But I'm going to be so bitter if they excuse these loans because I paid all my loans off.
And you just paid them off.
And it was like, it's just not fair. It's just not fair.
We just paid them off.
Exactly.
No. You know what I'm saying? College is not fair. That's the real scam. Shout out to... Anyway, keep it going, dude.
You're just like, I don't know. I just want to pay my loans. All right. So now in food news, the number one type of person you'll find eating at McDonald's, according to data reported by Business Insider.
Fat?
automatic poison. What's wrong with you? Ish. Let me finish. Okay, so it's a white female, age between 41 and 56, whose average household income is over $80,000. She's married and likely lives in the suburbs, which explains the recent collabs with Travis Scott, Bad Bunny, and Saweetie. Because
her kids like hip hop.
And not only that, they need younger people to go into the restaurant. You know, that's what it is. If you don't have young people consuming your product ceases to exist. Dang. So there you go. It's working, too, because young people are now frequenting
I don't know.
Mickey
when
D's.
We live right next to a Chick-fil-A and McDonald's that are literally next to each other.
Oh, Chick-fil-A packed.
The Chick-fil-A line is a lot longer than McDonald's line.
But what happened when Travis Scott came out with his meal?
Our daughter made us go get McDonald's.
McDonald's, exactly. All right, National Day, Anthony A.
We'll start off with National Pinot Noir Day, ladies and gentlemen.
Shout out to the Vino.
Ooh, we also have National Ice Cream Pie Day, which is really good. And,
not good for your waist.
Dana Cortez, I gotta tell you, why can't you trust a fajita?
Anthony A., why can't you trust a fajita?
Because they tend to spill the beans. It's National Fajita Day.
Hey, I got a little trivia for people listening. Fajitas.
Well, first of all, hold on. Before you do your trivia,
what?
Who puts beans in their fajitas?
Oh, I do, dude. I make a little burrito and everything. Come on, dude. Hey,
I don't.
Come on, dude. Don't spoil my joke here, man. Let it happen.
I don't do that. But fajitas are actually Mexican food invented in America by Mexican Americans. Another one of your favorites. It's a dessert. So papillas. It's fried tortilla dough.
I thought that was invented by Native Americans.
So Native Americans in Central and South America, you're right, invented the tortilla. But the sopapilla, the fried version, the bad version, was invented here. And I think one of my favorite Mexican dishes invented by Mexican Americans, chile con queso.
Oh, yeah.
Cheese with chile inside of it.
Always best case. Queso scenario.
Damn it. Almost got it.
You almost got it. Almost got it. Swing and a miss, man.
Swing and a miss on that one.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
All right. So my WTF story, we're talking about a woman who boarded a flight. And then another mother gets on the plane with her son and demands that this woman entertain her child.
What the fuck?
They almost got kicked off the plane. Okay, for anyone who hasn't been in an airplane, there's three seats to every row.
Okay.
So lady, you know, boards, and here comes the mom with her kid, sits the kid in the middle. The child starts to demand the other woman, I want to play with your phone.
What?
Mom asks the woman, let my kid play with your phone.
What?
So the woman's like, no, I don't really want your six-year-old grubby-handed child to play with my phone, but I will let him watch a movie. He can pick a movie. Halfway through, of course, this is a kid. I don't want to watch this movie. He starts kicking his feet. The mother starts an argument with the other woman and demands you give him the phone right now. The flight attendant had to intervene and say, if you both don't settle down, we're going to stop the plane and kick you all out.
I would have given that phone upside the mom's head.
Bad kids. It's all about entitled parents. One time, me and my friend were shopping. We were at Ross, and this kid was running around, probably 7 or 8 years old, calling his mother the B word. Picked up a shoe and threw it at my friend. My friend picked the shoe back up and hit that kid right between the eyes.
Okay, yeah, that's a normal Tuesday at Ross.
And he was crying. And my friend said, go tell your mom. Go tell your mom. It was hilarious.
Oh, shop for less. Catch a black eye, too, little boy. We'll keep it going with the theme of children. How about this? A mom recently confessed to CNN that she was facing eviction after the, what are they called? The moratoriums? What are they called?
Yeah. Moratorium.
Yes, after all those ended, she got on CNN and said she's running out of it. A GoFundMe was launched, and she raised over $200,000 for her and her family.
Damn.
But turns out she was just the babysitter. Those weren't her kids.
Damn!
Oh, yeah! That is the finesse of all finesses.
Dude, GoFundMe or sketch, y'all. Dang.
So she got busted. Where's the money?
Well, the money goes back to all the people who donated. But
oh my gosh.
Well, maybe she can use some of that money to buy herself a burial plot.
Oh, automatic. That, why?
Because right now you can buy a burial plot for $2 million in between Marilyn Monroe and Hugh Hefner at Pierce Brothers Westwood Village Memorial Park in Los Angeles.
That's the most expensive menage a trois I've ever heard of right there. And you're not even alive to experience it. I would not pay that much money to be buried next to a celebrity. The only person I want to be next to is you for eternity, DJ Automatic, because I love you. Now we can't tell any jokes because we talked about being dead.
Yeah, you killed this.
Holy shit. What the fuck?
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I'm talking about Bad Bunny and Kylie Jenner in the same sentence. This is big news. Time for the best gossip. We call it the Daily Dirt. Anthony A., let's get us started with celebrity birthdays.
Josephine Lanford celebrating her birthday. We also have Andy Samberg celebrating his birthday and Ed Norton celebrating his birthday.
Okay, so listen to this. We all know J-Lo and Ben Affleck are back together. Bennifer is back on. Jennifer Lopez and her daughter M had a mom-daughter day where they spent their day buying jewelry for Ben's daughters.
Aww.
They bought necklaces for them that they had to do with their birthdays for Violet and Serafina. Those are his daughters' names. Jennifer Garner, who is Ben Affleck's ex, is completely happy. Mark Anthony is happy. I think it's
I wonder
on.
If the kids are happy, though.
It
because,
seems
I mean,
like
they were supposedly great friends with A-Rod's kids, too. So now all of a sudden, it's well, like...
They just got
going
more
from family
friends.
To family
they just
to family.
Got more friends.
Dude, buy me jewelry. I'm friends with all y'all.
Oh, yeah. Come on over. Exactly. Exactly. All right. Big congratulations in order to Drake.
Babe.
I had to read this 100 times because I couldn't believe it. He's the first artist to have 150 songs streamed over 100 million times. One Dance has 2.1 billion. God's Plan has 1.7 billion. And coming in third, because, I mean, he's got a bunch of them. But it's Passion Fruit with just under a billion. It'd probably reach a billion today.
Probably will. And y'all wonder why we have so much sensitive kids.
Grand music. Come on. Those are great songs. I can't wait for Certified Lover Boy. It's coming soon. And then finally, Bad Bunny got a shoe drop today. Of course, he collaborated with Adidas, which has turned out to be very lucrative. I heard they're working a new deal.
I finally saw the shoes on StockX. They're already selling for $320.
Damn, son.
They're the same shoe that he put out before, but just in triple black.
Do you like them?
I do. They're nice.
I figured you would wear them. They're very sleek. I like them.
You know what? I'm not going to lie. They look like kind of like an old skater shoe.
Okay, so you don't mind that even a little bit?
You need a lug of a rabbit's foot to get the Bad Bunny shoe.
It's a lot of money. Okay, and Kylie Jenner dropped her swimwear line. Here's the first bathing suit from the line, DJ Automatic Anthony.
She dropped her swimwear.
No. I see Automatic with the thumbs up. My husband's like,
she looks good.
She looks freaking amazing.
I mean, she does. She's bought the best plastic surgery money can buy.
She works out too.
Obviously she works out because you can't look like that without working out.
I was like, Automatic, I've had surgery and I don't look like that, okay?
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Music Fact Time with DJ Automatic here on the Dana Cortez Show. It's August 18th. Your girl Dana Cortez, DJ Automatic, and Anthony A. welcome you to your day. Automatic, take it over.
All right, for birthdays today, we're celebrating Everlast birthday of House of Pain.
I can't make it down. I can't make it down. So get out your seat and jump around. Jump around. Jump around.
Happy birthday.
Who also had a very, very impressive solo career.
Yeah.
And the next birthday we got is Malice of Clips.
Patty cake, I'm the baker's man.
Did you guys know that he is actually a pastor now? Or a minister, one of the two?
Yes, he's a pastor, went on to live a great life, and still one of the greatest rappers in the history of, like, hip-hop groups, if you may. That album, Lord Willing, is a bona fide staple in hip-hop. Period.
I agree.
It's a classic album.
I agree, and since we're talking about ministers, you should address me as Minister Dana, because I am a minister as well.
But you didn't make grinding, so you didn't.
No, I didn't.
Mrs. Me Too. Oh, damn, that works like a lot of ways.
That was a really good clips joke right there. That was a really good clips joke.
Clips joke for the record. It was a clips joke.
Like, I'm just pretending.
All right, next we're going to 2005 when Eminem's publicist issued a statement that Eminem had been admitted to the hospital to treat his dependency on sleep medication.
And I am whatever you say I am. If I wasn't, then why would I say I am?
So the announcement came 2 days after he canceled his European tour, and he did relapse several times after this.
It's hard to admit an addiction, especially as a man. You're not supposed to be weak. You're not going to have, you know, you're supposed to be the strong one in your family. And he's been clean now for quite some time. So I'm very, very happy for Eminem and anyone else who is fighting addiction.
All right, next we're going to 2014 when Travis Scott releases his second mixtape, Days Before Rodeo.
Oh. This is the last days to the rodeo. Last night had me down in a bag comatose. Don't think sunshades and a pill gon' help. Once I'm gone, can't tame myself. Mama, she
So he had features from Young Thug, Big Sean, Migos, T.I. It was released on T.I.'s Grand Hustle record label, and now we have Travis Scott, the superstar.
This is the introduction of Travis Scott.
I love that you highlighted T.I. Like, T.I., the A&R, rap manager, he's done a lot and contributed a lot, too, and I love this album. It's classic. Shout out to Day One Ragers out there.
We're staying in 2014 for the last story because Wiz Khalifa released his fifth album, Black Hollywood. So the album debuted at number one. Wheelin' Boys became a Cowboys anthem. I don't know why. I don't know who likes
the Dallas Cowboys.
Cowboys
is America's team.
Shout out to Wiz Khalifa for making stadium anthems. He did it with Black and Yellow for the Pittsburgh Steelers. He did it for the Dallas Cowboys to the point where they like invited him out there. Him and Bonix were performing at every single show game they had.
I hate the Cowboys.
Well, we love the Cowboys and Wiz Khalifa. That's going to do it for Music Facts with DJ Automatic.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Recent study on Gen Z and millennials revealed who's the most influential person in youth culture. Let's break that down right now. Let's welcome you to Two Dudes.
One Studio.
Recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show. And if you missed it earlier, during our In Case You Missed It segment, I feel like I did a double entendre right there or something, dude. Jinx, right? I was talking about the recent study done by Complex Magazine where they surveyed a group of Americans across the country from 18 to 34 years of age, and they voted Travis Scott has the number one person of influence when it comes to our youth culture. Automatic, do you agree?
I mean, how can you not? He's got influence in music. He's got influence in fashion. He has influence in business. He really is a trendsetter as well. He runs his own shows.
I kind of feel like you live in the realm of hip-hop, though. Like, it's in hip-hop, yeah, he's one of the most. But outside of that,
hip-hop's the biggest music in the world.
But I mean, is he more influential than, like, the girl who talks about climate change? Damn, I don't even remember her name.
Greta Thunberg. There you go, yeah. I didn't remember it right away either.
Oh, okay.
I think that she might have had a bigger impact at one period, but she's not. No, he doesn't.
She's not LaFlame.
No, she doesn't have the influence of Travis. No.
Not the Greta Burger dropping at McDonald's, is there? It would be an impossible burger.
She doesn't eat meat.
I don't agree with Travis Scott. So on that note, can I give you my other three that I think are the most influential when it comes to this youth culture?
All right, let me hear them.
I have Kylie Jenner.
Okay. I agree with you on that
one. And again, she's Mrs. Scott to a certain extent. You know,
yeah, she is. Travis, I mean, she's a fashion icon and a business icon. And a plastic surgery icon.
I'm going to go with Ryan from Ryan's World on YouTube. The Toy Review Kid.
The Toy Review Kid? He's paid, but is he influential? I mean, he's influential to like 5 and under.
Go talk to the parents right now who have to go fight in Walmart to get those toys. And lastly on my list is LeBron James.
LeBron James.
I think he was influential to a certain extent, but like my kid does not care that much about LeBron James.
Who does your kid care about, DJ Automatic?
And this is why this is when I started thinking about it. Okay, we're both agree. Kylie Jenner is hugely influential.
Bam, all right.
She might be more influential than Travis Scott.
Oh, whoa. Hot take right there. And for those just tuning in, we are breaking down the most influential people to youth culture according to DJ Automatic. Your top two, go ahead.
And the other one, and this guy's old, Kanye West.
Oh!
Kanye West is fashion, business, music, dude. And just overall, just people are very interested in what he has to say.
He made people show up to a whole football stadium just so he could play music off of his iPhone. That is pretty sick, dude. And some influence right there.
The other ones are just the TikTok stars, like Addison Rae, Charli D'Amelio, or whatever her name is. Yeah, those TikTok stars that have hundreds of millions.
Give me Ryan's from Ryan's World over Addison Rae any day of the week, y'all.
Yeah, well, I mean... No, he can even talk yet.
Yes, he can. Shout out to all of our influencers around the world. Do what you do. We appreciate you.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
What stuck out, of course, I love the entire podcast, but what really stuck out is the bratty kid thing. And the WTF, just the bratty kid thing. If you know someone with a bratty kid, if you are the parent of a bratty kid, it's your fault.
Oh, yeah, I think, with the bratty kids, you have enabling mothers. That's like...
And fathers?
Yeah, well, and fathers too, but in this situation,
but that kid is
a
product of the parenting.
Yeah, right here.
Think about the mother pressing the lady, play with my kid, entertain my kid, give my kid your phone. It's not your kid. My cousin was like that. I have a cousin named Gus. And he was just a brat. And he sucked on a bottle until he was like 8 years old.
What?
Yeah, they'd rock him. He could go to the bathroom on his own, but he would just poop in his pants so his mom would change him. 6 years old. And this kid was acting crazy. And one time my aunt, she got mad at him and slapped him across the face and told him, if you tell your mother, I'll do it again. He never told and he always behaved around her after that. And I'm not condoning.
Like I just said, your child is a product of your parenting.
Well, I just want to say, I wish I had somebody to change my pants when I pooped them. Like now, like as a grown man, I do.
Luckily, you're good at changing the sheets after those girls leave your house.
Oh, yeah,
dude. That's another podcast. All right, turn the next one up.